Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was a kid, I thought gifts from God only came from church. But the more that I live, the more I learn, it's not always the way it works. You don't see it till you're looking back. When you didn't get what you thought you had to have, 'cause he had a bigger plan than the one you had. Yours didn't work out, and aren't you glad? When you take a look around, it ain't hard to find. Everybody's got things the money can't buy. If the ones you love are sitting right beside you, then I say you gotta lie. The best things in life are straight from his hands, like a raising kids on a a little peace of mind when the day is done. Where you think that comes from? That gift from God.
Oh yeah. It makes you thankful for the hills that we climb, for the ways that we ride, for the lows and the highs, for the wrongs made right, for the songs we sing, for the dreams we dream. Makes you thankful for everything.
When you take a look around, it ain't hard to find. Everybody's got things the money can't buy. If the ones you love are sitting right beside you, then I say you gotta lie. The best things in life are straight from his hands, like raising kids on a piece of land. A little peace of mind when the day is done. Where you think that comes from? That gift from God. Take a look around, it ain't hard to find. Everybody's got things the money can't buy. Money can't if the ones you love are sitting right beside you, then I say you gotta lie. The best things in life are straight from his hands, like raising kids on a piece of land. A little peace of mind when the day is done. Where you think that comes from?
Amen, amen. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I just want to welcome each and every one and say thank you for taking your time to be with me. You don't know how much I really, truly appreciate it. I hope all of you guys have had a wonderful week and that you had a good weekend, that you have felt blessed, that you felt loved, that you felt God's presence and God's hand around you. That's my prayer. It's been a beautiful few days, a beautiful day today. I've just felt God's love and have felt God's presence. And, you know, like everyone else, everyone's starting to think about Christmas. And for us personally, not really any family much around anymore. But, you know, you're still thinking about, okay, what should I do or should I decorate? It looks like for us personally that we're probably going to be literally in the process of maybe moving into the new house right over the Christmas holidays. So I have been very reluctant to even try to put up a tree or anything because it's something I would have to turn around and take right back down. So may put, you know, have a little wreath type, a little thing, a little decoration on the front door and may do something on the coffee table. That may be about it. But, you know, I was just thinking today of course, my husband and I, we've talked a little bit, you know, he's like, what do you want for Christmas or what do you want? And I can honestly say, and I've told him, it's like, there's really nothing I want. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. It's like, Lord, I just feel so blessed that God finally got us moved to where he wants us, and feel just such a contentment in my heart that we're where we belong in all that God has done, and in his faithfulness to provide and to give us the energy at our age to work on these projects here of getting fences up and barns up. My husband has worked so hard, and I'm just so proud of him. And the more he's asking God to protect him and keep him as he's up and down ladders and all of this stuff, he tends to overdo it. But I was just thinking today about even loved ones that have moved on, and thinking, Lord, what, I know each of you have Christmas memories. And that's something we may do a little bit closer to Christmas on a Monday night. It's kind of like we did for the thankfulness for Thanksgiving. You know, we may open up the mics and let different ones share some of their favorite Christmas memories. Because I know for me, and I bet it's true for y'all too, that most of it is not going to be about gifts or things that you received as far as material things, you know. I look back over the Christmases that are of growing up, you know, and I can still hear my dad every Christmas. He would just walk in through the house, you know, nothing, no gathering, just walking through the house. You would hear him singing White Christmas. And I, that's such a memory that I cherish. And he had a pretty good voice, actually. But I cherish that memory of hearing Daddy sing White Christmas. And all the years, I can remember during the holidays of my sister, we had a piano in the living room. And I can remember her going in there and playing and singing Silver Bells. Just year after year after year. She had a beautiful voice. And she read sheet music and whatnot, but I can still remember her playing Silver Bells. And you remember, and I know you guys too, the smells in the house. His mom might be cooking pecan pie or carrot cake or cooking a ham for Christmas or different things at holidays. Some might have done gingerbread. I never was a big gingerbread person myself, but I do love the smell of that spice smell, the cinnamon and all of that kind of stuff. It makes a wonderful smell in the house. But you know, the things in life that end up being such treasures in our life, very seldom is it really material things. You know, I was thinking of a scripture a little while ago. I pulled it up in Philippians, and it says, I know what it is to be in need. Philippians 4:12-13 says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And I thought, I can do all what? But see, he had just got through saying, I've learned the secret of being content in every situation. And I thought, that's what is, I can do this. I can be content. That contentment, that peace, that rest in every situation. Now, I know if we have, you know, if we're having trouble paying the bills or we have a great need like that, certainly at Christmas or any other time, we might be saying, Lord, I really need the finances. Lord, I really need a breakthrough in those areas. Because it can be very troubling if you're trying to pay bills or if you're trying to have enough money to buy Christmas for the kids or family and things like that. That can be a real worrisome situation. You know, but I can look back through the years, and there's been times I didn't have a dollar to my name. And there's been times I had hundreds of thousands in the bank. But I'll have to say none of it has ever been more valuable to me than peace. Because when you lose your peace, it's like nothing else matters. Nothing else. It doesn't matter if you have provision, you have money. It doesn't matter if you have a brand new car or truck sitting in the driveway. It's like you want peace. You want peace and rest. You know, and so often those things that are the greatest treasures in our life are not material things. You know, I talked some last week about just soaking up and enjoying the beauty of God's creation. I mean, even this afternoon when I first came in here to the music room where I keep my computer and sat down, and it faces the window to the west. It sits right here at the window. And I looked out and there was the most beautiful sunset with the sun just streaming through the clouds and the shadows on the trees back there. And I grabbed my cell phone and I walked out on the porch and snapped a picture of it. It was just so beautiful. And I get a lot of beautiful sunsets here, honestly. It's just wonderful. It just washes over your heart and just such a peace and just an awe and majesty of God at what he does. And those things are treasures. They're truly treasures. But, you know, I think of the treasures that we plant in other people's lives. And I know the kids, they enjoy getting their wish list fulfilled. You know, they enjoy the toys. They enjoy the things. But, you know, the kids will grow up and just like me and then just like you, when you look back on the things that mean the most to you, many times it's going to be a word of encouragement. It's going to be a hug. It's going to be the time that they sit down and just talked with you and let you share your heart or the things on your mind. You know, I can so remember, and I so appreciate my grandmother, my mom's mother. They lived next door. She lived, my grandfather died when I was fairly young, but she lived next door to us when I was growing up, and she worked a lot because she was a single widow. But when she was there, I can remember running over there, and I've always been an early riser, probably much to the dismay of others in the family. I was always the first one up. But I can remember running over to her house. The doors back then, nobody locked their doors, really. And she would still be in bed asleep, and I would bust in the door and run in there, and she'd still be in her bed sound asleep, and I'd be like, Meemaw, are you awake? And, you know, she never once fussed at me. She never once made me feel unwelcome. And I can remember her cooking those old little hoe cakes. She called them hoe cakes. I think they were just like little pancakes. Maybe they were different. But little hoe cakes with homemade pear preserves and fig preserves. And always just the love, you know, that I felt there. The welcome. See, that's a treasure in my heart that'll be there forever. And you guys, you know, what treasures that have been left in your memory and in your heart that has been lasting? You know, and when I look back, now I'll be honest, even as far back as I can remember, I wanted horses. And so certainly when my dad bought me my first horse when I was 11 years old, that was a huge moment. But, you know, honestly, when I think back about Dad, and of course, Dad's in heaven now, has been since 2017. It's not him getting me a horse that I remember first. I remember things like him teaching me how to cut up a fryer, you know, cut up a chicken to fry. I remember him letting me ride with him to the farm to check the cows or riding the countryside to hunt horses and things like that. It's those things, the singing White Christmas at Christmas time. Those things that are just forever, you know, branded on our hearts and on our memories, the smells, the things that are so precious to our hearts and end up leaving such a mark. You know, the love that we felt, the acceptance that we felt. So often it is the little things that mean so very much. You know, I know when we pray to the Lord, and God loves our prayers. He loves us talking to Him. He loves us coming to Him. He loves us coming to Him with our needs. And He answers our prayers. But can you imagine how wonderful it is to Him when we do come and we just chit-chat with Him? You know, He's a Father, and a much better Father than any that's ever lived. But, I mean, He's a Father. He is God, yes, but He is a Father. He's our Father. I can just imagine how much He enjoys when we just come visit, come talk. I say visit, you know what I mean? That we just come spend time with Him and give and allow Him to talk. That it's not every minute going, God, I need this, and God, I need that, and Lord, would you heal this one, and would you heal that one, and Lord, I need answers to this and answers to that, and that we just come and say, Lord, I just wanted to be with you. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I love belonging to you, how much I love being a part of the family of God. God, thank you for wanting me. Lord, thank you for the destiny and the calling that you put on my life, the gifts that you put in my life. I firmly believe that every single person that's born, gifts from God in their life. You know, the word, it says, desire spiritual gifts. And of course it says, you know, like especially that you prophesy. But it says desire spiritual gifts. And I firmly believe that everybody that God has designated spiritual gifts, some may be more than others. Some may have one or two others. But I think as we desire them and we move towards that to make ourselves available for God to use, that He expands that. I know that He does. You know, the gifts are really, they really come into being, activated once we're filled with Holy Spirit. I mean, it was the same way in the Bible. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you know, then power you shall be endued with power from on high. And it doesn't mean that they're not already there, but they're not activated really until we're filled with the Holy Spirit. I think some things that you'll kind of sense it, you know. You may be aware to some degree that you pick up things, that you sense things in the Spirit, but it's not really going to connect until we're filled with the Spirit. And I think, you know, then as we make ourselves available to the Lord and start to exercise those things. You know, if God's called us to healing, you know, to pray for the sick, we have to activate that, but start that by being willing to go pray for people. You know, many times laying hands on people and praying for them. And it's wonderful to pray for people from your home, but that's not really the same as, you know, like standing in front of someone, laying hands on them and praying for them. You know, asking them if it's okay to do so. But to be willing, you know, just to right there, may I pray for you. You know, may I take your hand and pray for you, or anything like that, and pray for them and see God move. But God is just such a good Father. You know, the little song that I played, you know, he said that he thought that all the gifts were like gifts in church, and then just begin to see what a gift it is, the life that God has given us and all the things he's done, because so many things I think that we take for granted were really orchestrated at the hand of God. The meeting of certain ones, the friendships of particular people that are really gifts, jobs, vehicles. There's so much that God is involved in that we may never realize that he was right in the big middle of it all the time. How many times have you desired something? And then in the looking, all of a sudden, just boom, right there it was. Exactly what you wanted. Exactly what you dreamed about. It's like, oh my gosh, there it is. I remember not the truck that I have now, but the truck that I had before this one. I had wanted a silver Dodge Dually, you know, the four-door. And we had wanted to get the stick shift type because Hollis, he said, oh, they pull better, which I don't know if they do or not, but we had thought that's what we needed to get at the time. And we looked everywhere and nobody had one. And we had gone down to Fairfield because they had a big truck dealership down there, but it seemed like we had gone to had gone up close to Dallas, and it was like nobody had exactly what we wanted. And we went down to Fairfield. I remember they had a huge lot. And we looked and looked, and there was not one anywhere. And finally, in talking to the guy, he said, you know what? I think there is one truck that's in the very back corner. He said, you can't even see it till you drive back there. He said, I think that may be it, may be one of those. And so sure enough, we drove and it was like it was like a grass lot. You know, they had some trucks in the parking lot, you know, where they display them, but then they had like a grass lot that was full of vehicles. And in the very back corner, the very last vehicle, back in the back 40 where you could never have seen it, there sat exactly my truck, exactly what I was wanting. And I just saw, when I saw where it was, I was like, oh, God, you saved it for me. Because there, at that time, it just seemed like that everybody was buying trucks. And you know, there was not as that much, I don't know, it just seemed like there wasn't much to choose from. It is Texas, you know, so nearly everybody drives trucks. A lot of them do. I mean, you go up down the road, at least around here, half of them are trucks. So... but there was that truck in the very back corner, and I thought, oh, God, you hit it back here and you saved it for me, and I still believe that completely because he's so good. You know, the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, personally, I really believe that the more we delight ourselves in God, that the more that our desires change to line up with his desires. But I also know that God created us the way that we are. I mean, he created us. He put the things that we like and dislike in our taste and those things that we're passionate about. He created us with that. So I think many, many times those things that we desire are things that he actually placed in us to desire. You know, not bad stuff, you know that, but the good stuff, you know, just like my love of horses, I absolutely believe God created me like that. Maybe there's things that you guys love. You love to cook or you love to travel or just whatever those things would be that you're passionate about, those things that are just a part of who you are. So, you know, when God gives us the desires of our heart, I know, you know, some may think, well, it that needs to all be religious. That needs to all be spiritual things. But, you know, God, he made us physical beings. Yes, we are a spirit, but he put us in a body. And he, our personality and every part of our makeup, he thought about, he created. He, as the word says, that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. He took every detail into account when he created to us, and he did it to his liking, to his desire, what pleased him. anyhow, I was just thinking, you know, this is the Christmas season and thinking about those things that are so precious and so special and, you know, the ones that are now in heaven and even some of the ones that, that may still be alive, but you think back through the years of when you were a child and those things, it's like, okay, what was precious to me? What stuck with me? And, you know, it's not toys we received or certain things. It's those memories that are so special. Many times just the small things that mean so much. You know, I do now, you know, I run across things, you know, my sister, mom and dad all gone. You know, I look through the closet and I'll run across things that they bought me. And I thought, oh, mom bought me that one Christmas or Sharon gave me this for a birthday. And you see those things and it's precious to you. It is, because it brings back the memories of them and may bring back memories of the day. But it's the memories that are so special and the love that you shared is so special. I would recommend, because I didn't always think, take pictures of your loved ones, take videos of your loved ones and have them to keep. You know, as years go by and some of them graduate to heaven, sometimes it's a treasure, which I don't have video, but sometimes you will love hearing their voice again in the videos and things like that. It's just such a wonderful thing to be able to go back to those. But anyhow, like I said, we might one night in the next week or two, we might have a Monday night that I ask each of y'all, let y'all say, tell me some of your favorite Christmas memories, some of those things that have been so dear to your heart through the years. All right, I'm going to play another song. I don't really have that many callers tonight, and not everybody has their hand up. Play another song, and then we'll take callers.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name.
Impossible. I pray for your healing, the circumstances. pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus.
I love that song because the first time I ever heard it, I thought that's exactly how I feel. In Jesus' name, all of those things, the breakthroughs for each and every one, every need met. And in Jesus' name, it's the Lord that does it. Well, Lord, I thank you tonight for each and every one. And Lord, I do speak a blessing and breakthrough over them, Father. Lord, I just speak abundance. Lord, that they have sufficiency in all things. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful season, Lord, that in this season we're always so aware of your love and the gift of Jesus for coming to this earth to die for us. Lord, the birth of that precious Christ child. And Lord, we're so aware, Lord, this season we're so aware of love. Lord, that your word says love never fails. So, Lord, we thank you for your love. And, Lord, we just thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, it looks like Sylvia was first, but she has dropped off. So, all right, 828-989, how is Miss Jennifer tonight?
Hi. I have my love on with me, so you've got Greg and Jennifer.
Well, I'm so glad y'all got to be together.
Well, we're not together. He's in Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm here in North Carolina, but we just decided to call in together.
Okay. So you're doing it that way. Okay. Yeah, I noticed his number wasn't on here. Okay, I couldn't hear that really. I heard something. So, okay. Well, that's great. All right. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I just thank you for Jennifer and Greg. And, Lord, I thank you for love. Father, I thank you for the gift of love, Lord, that there is no greater power in all creation because, God, you are love and you are the greatest of anything. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for binding their hearts together. Lord, that you orchestrated their meeting. Lord, you orchestrated bringing them together. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the plans that you have for them. And Lord, how that you brought together every little bit and piece that needed to come together, Lord, that they would meet. Lord, that you did it so perfectly. I just love how God does that. I'm going to have to say how God just, the timing of how he does things and the way that he brings us into the same connection, you know, so whether it's the same place, the same building, the same social media, whatever he does, but how God does that is just awesome. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that for the plans that you have for them, the destiny that you have for them, and Lord, how that you have Lord, you created them. They're going to complement one another. Lord, the strengths of each one, Lord, how that it will complement and complete and make a whole. Lord, make a stronger whole, Lord, because of the way one strength will complement the strength in another, Lord, so that that all the pieces are filled, all the pieces come together. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing this family. Lord, blessing the kids. Lord, blessing Lord, as families come together and they become one family, Lord, even if some of the children are grown, Lord, that they still become a family. And Lord, I thank you, Father, how that you're going to use Jennifer, Lord, very much in healing where emotions are concerned, Lord, that she has such a beautiful gift there, Lord, that she's going to pick up. And yes, there will be people physically healed too, but particularly emotional healing and the compassion that will flow from Jennifer and those things. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that she's going to, that even the gift of discernment is going to flow. She's going to pick up things in the spirit from off of people. Sometimes just being in the presence, she's going to pick things up in the spirit. Lord, and that you're going to give her the wisdom of how to pray and when to pray and how to share with others. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that all the places that you have healed in her life and her heart, Lord, that she's going to reach out with that same compassion, Lord, and give out of the abundance that you have given her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that Greg brings, Lord, to this family, the wholeness and that feeling. I still, Lord, Greg, I've seen it before, I'm seeing it again. I just see you putting your arms around not just Jennifer, but around like the family and that wholeness, that solidity that it brings, that steadiness that it brings, that feeling of protection, that feeling of, you know, he's got my back. But that, you know, and that is the role of a husband. That's, you know, men, they have that strength about them that brings that protector anointing, but it brings a wholeness. It brings a steadiness to that family core. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Greg and Lord, just the man that he is, Lord, that he brings, Lord, that he brings that, I want to say like the logic, like the logic side, that ability to see the logic in things, to kind of bring, Jennifer, just there's such a creative side to you and a feeling. You're such a feeler. You're such a feeler in that, and pick up, mm-hmm. you know, things in the spirit and things like that, that you know, that you're able to feel things and to see things into that creative side. But with Greg, I sense that strength side and that logic side. My husband is so much the same way. But mm-hmm. that logic side, that you put the two together and it really makes a whole. And it's like it brings a complete package, the sensitivity and then the logic and the ability. Even though I do sense with you, Jennifer, you that you have very much of that ability to put things together, you know, as far as like planning and organizing, that you very much, that you are really strong in those sorts of things. But Father,
also a talent.
But there's even more. My sister had that anointing, and it, for the life of it, it just seems like that the word is escaping me right this second. But it's like an ability to organize things. My sister could put a party together or a gathering together, and man, she could take care of every little detail. And I sense that about Jennifer too, that she has an ability to really organize and do that sort of thing. But Lord, I just thank you mm-hmm. for being. Lord, I thank you for the timing. Lord, I thank you for the timing. And Lord, I thank you just for the love. I thank you for the love, Lord. And Lord, all that you're going to do here. And Lord, that the details shall fall together. The details shall fall together. They shall. And those things that are menial details, that you'll not be concerned about them. Some things come together in the process. We don't always have to have every little tiny detail worked out, but the details do come together and will come together. Father, I bless you, bless them in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for them and their friendship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Pretty spot on, Jamie.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know, but thank you, Jesus. So we still trying to figure out a date. We still don't have a date.
We are.
We are.
God said you were going to tell us, Jeannie.
I keep wondering what y'all waiting on, personally.
That's what I want to know.
He's waiting on me. I'm waiting on God.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You know, love, you know, you guys are both grown. You both love each other. You both want to be together. I don't know.
Amen. Preach. Preach, Jeannie. Preach.
Yeah, you know. Those every day that's lost is one you don't get back. So.
Oh, my gosh.
That's me.
Yeah.
I have said it almost every day. Just said it a few minutes ago.
I better hush before I mess
No,
up.
Ma'am. You're doing the Lord's work, Jeannie. You are doing the Lord's work.
I will say, when my husband
God
proposed to me, he wanted me to get married in 2 weeks. We didn't get married.
It wasn't quite that
quick,
but.
Yeah, we didn't get married in 2 weeks.
It was pretty fast.
Yeah, we did get married pretty quick, though. Not that quick, though.
Did you? Yeah, it hasn't been quite a year yet.
So. We're close. It's 11 months.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a long time. Yeah. Okay.
It is.
Oh, my.
It is a long time, especially when you're 6.5 hours apart.
Yeah. Well.
Just saying.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I better not cry. I better not cry.
Cry. Please cry. Going on Team Greg.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
You guys, it's...
I feel like you're a tag team here.
Huh?
That's God, honey.
I feel like you're tag teaming.
Hey, that's God. That's just God, babe, you know. I guess we just see what you don't. I don't know.
Anyway...
The Holy Spirit moves in marvelous ways.
He's really been doing, like what you said, just tons and tons of healing with me, emotional healing from trauma, multiple traumas. And I feel like he's just, you know, it's been like an onion layer by layer by layer. And I just feel like it's all. Like I was telling him earlier today that I just don't think there's anything left. I feel like he's reached the, you know, it's just all coming together. And I really feel the emotional healing in my spirit. So that was just confirmation. I've felt that for a while. But
yeah.
There's a reason why I'm going through all this. But...
Yeah, I mean, God doesn't waste anything. He uses all we go through. And it can be so many reasons. I mean, some things can just be, you know, at the hands of other people because people have free will. Some of it can be the enemy attacking, trying to bring us down. And some of it can be things that we brought on ourselves. So there's just numerous reasons that we go through things. You know, I've been in all of those situations. So, but God's faithful. He does heal us. And I have to say, it's a process. We don't have to get everything perfect in life to move on in life. But God just continues to heal and work and use us, you know, as we move on. I know when I married my husband, and there's pictures of that. Now, I can remember... When I was walking down the aisle, I was shaking so bad because, as you heard me say before, I had been real reluctant to get into another relationship after coming out of an abusive marriage. And even though I knew it was God and I knew that God, I mean, I knew 1,000% that it was God and that God was in it, I still just just, you know, physically. I mean, as I was walking down the aisle, I was shaking so bad the bouquet was shaking. You could hear the bouquet going. But it still was the right thing to do. You know, I still knew it was God and that God was in all totally in the middle of it and wouldn't change one thing about it. But, you know, to say, you know, that I didn't have a shadow of a doubt of, you know, that I was 1,000% convinced that everything would be perfect. No, I wasn't. A lot of it was just, I had faith that it was God and I had faith that it was the right thing. But, I still had nerves behind it, so, but it's been good. Not everything's been perfect, but never is with
your husband.
Else. Yeah.
Did he have the nerves? Did he?
I don't think so. He didn't seem
there
to have.
There you go.
Yeah, he didn't. Of course, he had been divorced for, you know, several years, whereas I had only been divorced about a year. He had been divorced 4 or 5 years. So he was gung-ho. Now, he was like I said, when he proposed, he was like, let's get married in 2 weeks. And I'm like, that's a little bit quick. Give me a few weeks here. You know, it takes a little longer than that, to plan a wedding. But
story.
It was all
very
pretty,
similar.
All pretty quick.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you guys would want prayer about tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, but love, you know, clarity, date, you know.
Yeah, I think y'all are probably going to have to figure that one out.
That's what I said.
He said, ask and you shall receive. So I've asked, so I'm expecting to receive that date.
Yeah.
I have to receive a wife, so I'm kind of waiting.
Well, I know God's into the details, so, you know, and God was even talking about the details, so working out the details and things like that. But
yeah, I'm really wanting, yeah. I'm not dragging my feet. I am really wanting a date. I just,
notice what feels impressed on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a season, whether it's a special occasion, you know, whatever the case, that, you know, pay attention to what feels impressed on your heart. You know, that's something that jumps out to you or something that feels special to you, you know. And I know some people, you know, they get married on maybe the same day their parents did or just various things, but sometimes there'll be a day. I know when I set the date for our wedding, I was, you know, God has always used numbers, or have many years has used numbers with me. I'm very aware of numbers, that some numbers mean more than others. We were getting married in June, but I wanted it to be, I knew seven was like a God number. 3, 7, 5, 8 can be new beginnings. So there's some numbers that have a more divine, you know, more divine meaning to them than others. And for me, I was very adamant about wanting it to be like on a God number. So we actually got married on a Sunday, so it could be on a seventh, you know, because it was like, that's a God number. I wanted it to be on one of the numbers that had a special meaning. So, you know, God will put in your heart. He will. Something that will jump out at you, or something that's precious or special to you, that you'll think, I want to be married on that day. I know he will.
I believe he will. I do.
I do too. I believe with you.
I think he's given Greg just a lesson on patience. He's perfecting that fruit.
Forever. What you want to go with. Yeah.
Well, you guys.
You girls go ahead and pour a cup of tea and have a few sips. I'm good at waiting.
Yeah, you've done good. You have been good at waiting. If it's been 11 months.
It'll be 11 months in 5 days.
Yeah.
On the 10th.
Not that anybody's counting, huh?
Nah, not a bit.
Well, you guys are a blessing. Y'all are fun.
As you are.
But anyhow, all right.
You're a blessing too.
Huh?
Blessing too, and we love you.
Well, I love you guys too. Y'all are a blast. Well, I will move on then. You guys be blessed. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
See ya.
205-531. How's Julia May tonight?
Just fine.
Well, that's good to hear your voice, girl. So you do all well with you and yours?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. That's great. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, Lord, I thank you that she's been laying up treasures. And Lord, that she has been planting treasures in the hearts of others. Julia May, I just see you like handing gifts, but I see it like silver and gold, you know, like you're handing great treasures, putting them in the hands of others. Like you really like a legacy, you know, like you're leaving a legacy, but you're leaving a legacy in the hearts and in the lives of other people. You know, some people may leave a legacy. They may have a legacy of fame. They may have a legacy of fortune and property and various things. But I see you really leaving a legacy in the lives of other people and that is the greatest. That is absolutely the greatest legacy of all, where you have encouraged and where you've prayed and where you've shared wisdom and where you've stood in the gap for others and where you've prayed prayers of healing over them, where you've, and I just say, you know, where you have made your home like an open door for others at times, that you have welcomed people in your home and have let them feel friendship, feel love, feel the, you know, that's precious to have someone that you feel welcome in their home, because, you know, a lot of people, they're friendly to you when they see you out in public and things like that, but a lot of them never invite you to their home. You know, you seem like you saw that more in years past, but, you know, so many people, they might call and say, well, let's meet for supper somewhere or something like that, but they don't invite people to their home. And there's something very intimate and special. That's where people really begin to feel like family to you, that where you truly feel that they love you, they truly feel welcome, is when you invite people to your home. And I just see, it's like I see you having like a welcoming door, like you having welcoming people into your home and it not being like a bother, you know? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been, particularly as a child, been to someone's home and you feel like, you know, they're like, well, take your shoes off and this and that, and, you know, feel like they're, have that feeling of they really wish you wasn't there. But I just see you having like a home that's like a sanctuary in the sense that love and welcomeness and hospitality is there, that people feel genuinely cared for. And honestly, in this day and time, that's a very rare thing. You know, there are many people that I have been friends with that, you know, in public, that we were friends and we might go have supper after church or something like that. But very, very few ever invited me into their homes, you know, over to their house. But I see that hospitality and that genuineness in your heart and in your life. I just see like your home being such a sanctuary and such a place of love and a place of friendship and a place of just an open door, you know, that people can just come in and be themselves and feel like they're truly cared for and cared about. So, Father, I just thank you for Julia May. And, Lord, I thank you for that precious legacy that she is leaving in the lives of people, Lord, that she is laying up treasures. She's laying up treasures. But, Father, not only laying up treasures in heaven, but, Father, that you have treasures for her even in this earth. Julia May, I've sensed it before, and I still sense it now, that there are desires of your heart, that there are things that the Lord would love to do for you, would love to fulfill for you. And I don't know if sometimes you're a little reluctant to ask or think you shouldn't ask, and maybe you do, and maybe not so much, really expect, but I just sense that God, you know, that He's a wonderful Father, and like as the Word says, that if we delight ourselves in Him, that He will give us the desires of our heart. And I just sense that there are things that the Lord would love to do for you, and maybe He's just waiting for you to ask. I don't know, but I sense that not all of your treasures are in heaven. There's things, there's beautiful things that God wants to do for you here on this earth too. So Lord, I just bless Julia May and her family, Lord, and all that she does. And I thank you, Lord, for her, for her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So is there anything you want to share tonight, sweetie?
No, you hit it on it. Telling y'all my co-worker, she's doing better. So I'm still praising God for that. She was going to come to the school today, but it was raining, so they went to her apartment to see her. So I thank God for that, and the prayers went out. The one
yeah.
That, I had to see them. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. God is faithful and just continues to do a healing there. So that's precious. All right, girl. Well, it was good talking to you, and thanks for holding. And you have a blessed week this week.
You be blessed and thankful. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, 402-214. How's Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, honey. You're going to have to, when you get a chance, you got to write down some of the names of those songs and text them to me. Because you have such beautiful songs that I don't have anything like that. So it's really pretty.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know what? Most everything I play, almost, it's either Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, or Lauren Daigle, the majority of them. And the majority of the songs that I play are actually Chris Tomlin songs.
Okay.
So, he's good. He actually grew up about less than an hour from where we live here. So,
it's kind of neat,
you know, kind of neat that he was a local boy up here. So, anyhow,
cool.
But thank you. I'm glad you enjoy them. That's cool.
Yeah.
I always play a little
thank
bit
you.
Of country. So, well, let's pray
yeah.
for you. Father,
thank you
for sharing. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the impact that she has. I said the word impact. Well, I thank you for the impact that she has in the lives of others, Father. And Lord, I just hear the word coordinate. Lord, how that you coordinate at times even her daily schedule, even the activities that she has, Father, to put her in the right place at the right time. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that how you've been working in Sharon's life and how that you're encouraging her. I just sense, Sharon, I sensed it the other day that God encouraging you to really to have fun, you know, to relax more and to get out and have some days of just enjoyment. Not only just enjoy, Lord, but you know, have days that we kind of drop, you know, try not to give brain room to the cares of life and maybe the problems even that other people have, because we do care and we do stand in the gap and we do pray, but we can't carry the burdens of other people. And at times we just have to let it go and let our own souls relax, let our own souls just be refreshed and revived. And I sensed it before, I still sense it now, that the Lord just encouraging you just to have some days that you just have fun and you don't worry about anybody, that you don't worry about yourself, that you're not worrying about your pets or jobs or anything like that, just days of just enjoyment and relaxing, you know, whether it's drives in the country or picnics or just whatever the sort of thing that brings you peace and joy. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing, Lord, that you have grown her so much over the last year or two, Lord, that you've brought a more confidence to her, Lord, that you have given her that confidence that she's hearing from you, that she is discerning things, Lord, that the things that she's sensing in her spirit, that Father, that more and more she's having confidence that she's, that it's not her own thoughts, that it's not her own imagination, but that she is truly being led of God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a release from anxiety, Lord, as she loves others and she cares about others and stands in the gap for others, Lord, that she will remember that you are the burden bearer and, Lord, that you are the one that changes things in people's lives and that she just loves them, pray for them, but, Lord, that the concern and worry, Lord, would just melt away because she trusts you and trusts your work in their life. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that we all learn to walk the process, to allow a process to happen, because many times we're praying and we're looking for things and there is a process happening. We just always don't see it. You know, it may not all be in the forefront. But, Father, that we learn just to rest in you, that you are working. Many times it's behind the scenes, but that you are at work and that you do hear our prayers and you honor our prayers. And, Father, I just speak a relaxation over Sharon's, over her body, Lord, that as she relaxes and rests in you, Father, that she'll even see physical healing in her body. Lord, that it allows our body to heal and it allows the good chemicals and things to be released, Father, but it allows healing to come forth. I've had to learn that too, Sharon, through the years, because just have gone through enough things years to have, you know, at times just to have worry and anxiety and things like that. And Lord, it affects our bodies. And the more we relax, the more we be at peace, the more even the things that we don't see resolved yet, the more that we just trust that God is in the middle of the process, that it allows our bodies to recoup and our bodies to heal. And the more we trust in that, then the more our emotions are at peace, the more our emotions are at peace, the more our bodies at peace. And it all kind of affects one another. It can affect one another for the good. It can affect one another for the bad. But, Father, I just thank you for sharing, Lord, all that you're doing in her life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
So is there anything special going on you wanted to share about or anything you wanted to share about?
Just prayers for my family, you know, my grandchildren and my daughter. They get the same thing, the joy. My oldest grandson is just, you know, he's a freshman in high school now, and I mean, he's like in his top school, and you know, he's got incredible grades.
That's
but like he was sad because he made the basketball team, but he didn't get to play, you know. And he's very much a perfectionist, he gets that from my daughter. So I want him to be joyful too, you know.
Yeah.
Not to lose that fun with worry and, you know, 14 years old, you know, remember what that was like. So just to have that joy. That he had as a baby. He was so happy as a baby. He was my love.
Sure.
And now it's I can't even get him to give me a hug.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's probably part of being a little boy. But, get expectations. But, for Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just moving in Sharon's family, Lord, and for this teenage boy, Lord, that you'll just help him, Father, to not pressure himself even, Lord, that he will learn to go with the flow and to let things, disappointment just fall off of him like water off a duck's back. Lord, that, Father, we appreciate and Lord, what a wonderful mind you've given him and the ability that you have put within him, Lord. But Lord, that he would not let that tendency to want everything to be perfect to bring undue pressure and undue worry and things like that, Lord. So, Father, I just bless him, Lord. I just ask that you help them, Lord, and help them to navigate through through even the personalities they have, so that they don't bring stress unnecessarily upon themselves. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I feel better.
No, you're welcome, sweetie.
Yep. Gotta have that joy. Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to you soon. I haven't been able to talk to you in a while, so it was good to get to talk to you tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a blessed week, sweetie.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, get a drink. All right, 919-626. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, Gina. Yes. This is Shaquella calling from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Shaquella. How you, girl?
How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're doing good. All right.
A little under the weather, but I'm okay.
Good. You don't have the flu or COVID or anything, do you?
Yes, I have COVID.
Oh, goodness. Well, Lord, we just speak healing over in Jesus' name. Well, let's just pray. Father, I thank you for Shaquella, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart to obey you, her heart to know you in a greater way. And Father, I do. I just speak a healing and a protection over Shaquella, Lord, that her respiratory system, Lord, that it would be cleared, Father, of all congestion. Father, that her immune system, Father, would be strong. Lord, that you would strengthen her immune system. And Lord, bring a cleansing to her entire system. Father, that her sinuses would clear, that her lungs would be clear. Lord, that her bronchials be clear. Father, that any drainage, Lord, that it would just dry up and wash out. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just strengthening her body, Lord. Father, that where there may be just a feeling of tiredness, which sickness many times do, Lord, that you will bring just a refreshing to her body. And, Lord, we just say that all infection, Lord, has to go in the name of Jesus, Lord, that soreness in her throat, Lord, anything that would feel like phlegm and stuff in her throat, Lord, that all of that, Lord, that it be rinsed out and washed out, Lord, and be just completely washed out of her body in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just putting a hedge of protection around her, Lord. Father, that she'll be able to sleep and rest at night, that her body will be able to, Lord, to heal. Lord, that she's able to rest, that her body be able to heal, Lord, and that even protect others that may be around her, Lord, that this stuff stop and not go any further. And, Lord, I just speak peace to her mind, Lord, that she'll not be fearful, that she'll not be worried, Lord, that she'll be able to just rest in your love, Lord, trusting in you, Lord. And, Father, that she will heal quickly and thoroughly with no lasting effects of any sort. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for just meeting all of her needs, Lord, that she not be concerned. Lord, all of the financial needs that she has, Lord, that she'll have friends, Lord, that will check on her while she's sick. And, Lord, that she will just have that comfort of knowing that you are with her. So, Lord, I just speak a healing over her body. And, Lord, we curse that stuff to the root, that COVID has to go. And, Lord, any kind of infection associated with it, Lord, that she is the healed of God, Lord, that by your stripes, Shaquella was healed. By your stripes. Lord, we thank you for your blood and your body, that you paid all the price for her healing and for her health, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Uh-oh, I think her call accidentally dropped. Okay. All right. Well, I'll move on. Maybe she can. Maybe I don't know at what point it dropped. So, okay. Let me write these other numbers down right quick. All right, 504-282. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I am quite fine. I am doing just fine. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Nicole. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the laughter that she brings. Lord, I just see laughter around you, and I just see that, like that light heart. I see it as laughter, but that you bring like a lightness to the atmosphere. You have the ability. You have it. It's like it's in you to be an atmosphere changer, where that you bring a lightness of heart, that you bring that good feeling. You know, you ever get around people that they always seem to be positive, that they're positive and they talk about uplifting things and they laugh and you can tell that they enjoy life. And they literally, it's like it's fun to be around them. It's like everybody wants to be around somebody that's lighthearted and has a pleasant atmosphere around them. Whereas, if you're around someone that's always grumpy or griping or constantly talking about their problems, or the problems of their neighbors it's like it just brings a darkness to the atmosphere and it makes the atmosphere heavy. But there's a lightness around you and a light around you, and it doesn't mean that you never go through things or that you don't ever have concerns. It's not that. It's that there's just like the light of God in you. There's a lightness about your personality. There's a lightness like a light in you, and that positive, you're a glass half full person. Some are a glass half empty, some are a glass half full, but you're a glass half full person, that you look for the positive side. You look for the good in things, for the good in people, and that it brings, it literally changes the atmosphere around people and around things. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Nicole, Lord, that she is a light that shines for you, God. And Lord, that she is a blessing, Lord, that she brings the blessing of God with her wherever she goes. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her and for, Lord, bringing completion to some of the things around her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. I received that word. It resonates so strongly. I was just talking to someone yesterday about just me. They asked, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? And I said, I really could see myself anywhere because I shift the environment that I'm in, to the power of Christ in me. Like, I create my own peace and sanctuary wherever I go. So, I was just talking to someone about that, and you probably could hear my daughter laughing in the background, but we do laugh a lot.
She was so cute. I love
that. We laugh a lot. So I thank you so much for that word. It's really confirming, and I'll be mindful to bring that wherever I go.
That's awesome. It's so needed. It's so needed, but that's a beautiful thing. Well, you have a wonderful week, sweetie. Is there anything in particular you want prayer about?
No, nothing in particular. Again,
okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great week.
God bless you too. All right. 832-749. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Calling from Texas, Isaac.
Isaac? All right. Well, good to hear from you, Isaac, and I'm glad you held and glad to get to talk to you. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Isaac, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for the promises of God that involve his life. Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word over Isaac's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Isaac, I just see you going into the word of God and searching out the promises of God. That there's promises that, you know, it says his promises are yes and amen, like the benefits. You know, the word says, forget not all thy benefits, you know, of healing, of provision, of guidance, of peace, of mercy, of God connecting us where we need to be connected. All the wonderful provisions that Jesus left for us because we're heirs and joint heirs of Christ. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing forth the promises in Isaac's life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, as he even declares and decrees the word of God over his life of seeing things opening up. And Father, thank you, Lord, if there are things that he has dreamed, he has awaited to see come to fruition. And Lord, I just see things Isaac, it's like I see that there's, and I don't know if it's something in particular, but it's like I just sense that there's been things that you have prayed about, things that you have longed for to open up over your life. I don't know if there's something in particular that you've been waiting for this particular door to open, something to open up over your life. I don't know if it's a door, if it's just a blessing of God, but I just sense like the Lord, you know, like, speaking for you to like decree and declare and to speak the word over your life and seeing those things open up over your life, those things that you're longing for, those things that are desires of your heart. But things, you know, many of the desires we have are desires that God actually put into our hearts. So, you know, whether it's a healing in a particular area, whether it's, you know, some people, they may be desiring a mate, others, it may be, a particular type of job. You know, there's just, it can be any number of things. And so God says that he wishes that we had all sufficiency in all things. He said, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So God, he wishes the best for us. He has wonderful plans, wonderful destiny, but he has specific things for each person. So, Father, I just thank you for Isaac, Lord, the ability to decree and declare and to see a thing established, to decree a thing and it shall be established. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for connections in his life, Lord, even for those that would be like mentors in his life, people with wisdom, people that have walked the roads maybe that he's walking, Lord, that will speak into his life and be a blessing to him, and those that he can talk with and pray with, Lord, that would just be a blessing in his life. So, Lord, I thank you for leading him. I thank you for guiding him. Father, I thank you for the desires of his heart coming to pass and things that have seemed closed to him, Lord, him decreeing, speaking your word, and seeing those things begin to open up. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Isaac, is there anything you were wanting to share or anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
No, but I do appreciate
you. Well, you're more than welcome. Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. Okay. I didn't catch all of that. I caught about every third word, but anyhow, well, I appreciate you calling in, and feel welcome to call in anytime you like. I'm here every Monday night, and then there's others on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and then there's usually some on Sunday night, Saturday or Sunday night. So was this your first time calling in, or have you called in before? Okay, I guess I lost him. Well, God bless you, Isaac. I hope you can still hear me. I don't know if you can or not, but you have a wonderful night, and thank you for calling in. All right, 870-415. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Shavonda from Arkansas.
Hi, Shavonda. Hi, girl. How are you doing tonight?
Fine. I got my voice back.
Good. you sound good.
I feel better.
That's great. That's great. I tell you what, there's a lot of different stuff between flu and COVID. There's just a lot of stuff going around right now. So just pray everybody stays healthy and can, you know, I know as people are out shopping and going to restaurants a lot right now, there's just a lot of stuff around, but God, just protect everyone and keep them healthy. So that's awesome. I'm glad you're feeling better, sweetie. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Shavonda. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I just see the Lord, like, connecting you, Shavonda, to very special friends. I see God maybe even connecting you where jobs are concerned. I just see that there are key people and special people that the Lord has for your life. You may already be connected to some of those. I don't know. But it's just like I sense, like, particularly like three or four people around you that would be really key people in your life, that really be a blessing to you, that really maybe even help you in the sense of directing your path, putting you on the right path. You know, in everything that anybody ever does, there are people that made a difference in where they went. You know, there were connections that helped connect them to other people. That could be where their jobs are concerned. That could be where church things are concerned. But there's always been people, you know, I can look back over my own life and see where certain people I met, how key they were in my life. Maybe the fact that they introduced me to others that were big, you know, that were big importance in my life. But you can look back over your life, particularly when you get my age, and you can see how certain people really played a key role in your life, whether it was them themselves or they connected us to someone else, or maybe they helped us get favor on a particular job or just a variety of different things. And I just sense the Lord really connecting you. Like I said, you may already have some of those connections, but the Lord really connecting you with people that will be key people in your life that helps you on the journey, that helps you in one way or another. There are people that in our journey are very important people in various ways. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Shavonda, Lord, of connecting her, Lord, that she will link up with those that really fulfill a purpose in her life. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for leading her and guiding her and, Lord, shining a light on her path, Lord, that she'll have that confidence of knowing that she's on the right way, that she's headed the right way, that she's doing the right things. Lord, that as she moves forth in life, that she will have that confidence that you are leading her and guiding her, and that she will hear that voice behind her that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, and that she will just enjoy every step of the journey as she goes. Lord, I speak a blessing over Shavonda in this holiday season. Lord, we thank you for your healing. Lord, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. And Father, I just speak a special joy over her in this season, Lord, that she will just feel the celebration of God's love, that she will feel the celebration, Lord, of what you've done in her life and what you did for the world. And Lord, that she will just have special joys and special blessings come her way in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That sounds so beautiful. I actually just signed a job offer. Most of everything is paid for. I just have to pursue, you know. Yeah, I did it today, the actual paperwork, but on the 2nd is when I got hired, but I did the actual paperwork today.
Wow, that's awesome that everything's paid for with your schooling and all of that. That's wonderful.
Yes,
that's definitely a reason to celebrate.
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. And that sounds so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that.
Well, God loves you, girl. God's got blessings for you. I just speak a blessing. Well, girl, is there anything special that you want to pray about tonight?
Yes, ma'am. That was me. I think that, I don't know if that was me or someone else, but my call did drop earlier. I was saying I wanted prayer for my pregnancy. that I ended up having to get on some high blood pressure medicine, and the baby is having low birth weight right now, and I'm due in January. So just, you know, for God to keep on allowing him to grow and let him be, you know, perfect
everything
as God says he should.
Yes, absolutely. Father, we just speak a protection and a blessing over this baby, Lord. Father, that he will grow, Lord, that he'll be born healthy, Lord, that the pregnancy will go without a hitch. Father, Lord, that you'll cover Shavonda, Lord, cover her health, Lord, keep her safe and keep her healthy. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this little life. Lord, that children are a blessing and children belong to the Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for covering him and, Lord, keeping him. And, Lord, that the delivery will be easy with no complications, Lord, that it'll go quickly. And Lord, that he'll just be born, Lord, just perfectly healthy and normal, Lord. Just a blessing to her and, Lord, a blessing to you, Lord, that he'll grow up, Lord, knowing about you. But, Lord, we just thank you for the angels that you have around her and you have around him. And, Lord, we just speak the presence of God, Lord, the presence of God there with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much.
No, thank you, sweetie, for calling in. And I'm just excited for you. Thank you. Excited about you, for your little boy with you and that all that's going on in your life. It just sounds like God's really wrapping you with blessings.
Yes, ma'am. And I hope you have a blessed holiday season.
You too, sweetie. Absolutely. You too. All right. I will talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me find my place. All right, 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you, girl? I haven't talked to you in a good while.
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just fine. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Cheryl. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for lifting her heart and lifting her spirits, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for guiding her and leading her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving her the ability to discern, Lord, like to be able to see behind the curtain, so to speak, Cheryl, that thing that not everything that we see is always as it appears. You know, sometimes things can appear one way when they're actually not quite that way. And I just thank the Lord for giving you a discernment and an ability to see behind the veil, to see what things really are. Sometimes people can portray things as being a little different than it really is. And even the enemy will do that. You know, the enemy will do that in our lives. He will try to put lies before us and try to make them seem real. It can even give us lying symptoms that are not real. And I thank you, Lord, for helping Cheryl, Lord, to discern by the Spirit what is real. Lord, that we don't move by sight, we move by faith, Lord. And Lord, that faith of knowing that you will help her to know, okay, what is the real deal here, Lord, so that the enemy cannot pull the wool over her eyes and that people cannot pull the wool over her eyes, Lord, that she'll be able to discern what is the truth. And Lord, the word says that when the enemy is caught, when the enemy is caught, then like it loses its power. When we know the truth, then the lie no longer has any power over us because we understand. We have the truth there before us. And then we're able to make decisions. We're able to go forward. We're able to just discard things that are meaningless or really have no power over us because it's, you know, because it's alive or because it's not real. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Cheryl, Lord, for bringing a return of a greater joy to her. It seems like I sense, Cheryl, that the enemy has tried to pull on your joy, has tried to kind of pull your joy down some. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for lifting her up, for bringing joy to her, for bringing a lighter heart to her. Father, for just returning those days of wonderful expectations and plans and things that just bring a lightness to her heart and bring laughter to her heart, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the revealing of revealing truth, revealing your love, revealing your plans, that those things that are meaningless, those things that are not even, are just a shadow and maybe have no validity at all, that Lord, those things just being washed away and being blown away, being thrown away, so that we do not give regard to something that really is meaningless. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Cheryl, and I thank you, Lord, for a new joy, Lord, for a new excitement, Lord, for even new steps, and some of it maybe even new directions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, hon, is there anything you wanted to share or anything on your heart? Or
no, there isn't.
Okay. All right. What did you have? Well, prayer about anything in particular?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good week, sweetie, and I just pray God's blessing over you.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed night. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's everyone that had their hand up. I have a couple other callers that don't have their hand up. So I give you a minute. If I think I've still got about 10 more minutes or 12 more minutes before I have to sign off. All right. All right. 972-365.
Hi, Jenny. This is Rhonda from Texas. How you doing?
Hey, Rhonda. I hadn't talked to you in forever, girl.
I know. I'll be on listening. Sometimes I don't press one. I just like to listen sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen your number some, but I hadn't got to talk to you in a long while. How you been doing, sweetie?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm good.
That's good.
Well,
I wanted to get prayer for my nephew. I lost my sister, which is his mom, in 2013. She died suddenly 2 days after Thanksgiving. And we all grew up in church. And I believe, he ended up marrying someone. And I don't believe this young lady is born again. And I think she's all over the place. So he's been, in a place of experimenting and dipping
right.
and dabbling, and he posted something today that was very, very negative. And I want prayer for him because, like I said, I don't know if it's the influence through her, but deep down inside he knows better. I don't know if his heart is still hurting, from his mom being gone, because he's
right.
about 34, I believe. But his name is Markel.
Markel, okay. Well, let's pray for Markel. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Markel. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon him. Lord, that those prayers that have gone up for him, Lord, that those prayers are still there. Those prayers do not just go away. They are still in the atmosphere. They are still working. They are still an anointing upon those prayers. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for capturing his heart. Father, for capturing his heart. Lord, for bringing people in his circle of influence, Lord, that would call him back. Lord, to the throne of God, would call him back to the presence of God, Lord, that would call him back to an awareness. And Father, Lord, for his wife, Lord, that you would draw her. Lord, the word says no one comes to the Father except the Spirit draw them. So, Lord, that as a couple, Father, that you would draw them, Lord, that you would put a desire in their heart, Lord, just an awakening to them. To be awakened to your love, to be awakened to your presence, Lord, to be awakened to that longing for who you are and what you have for them, Lord. That and Lord, that those empty places in their lives, Lord, that they realize that can't be filled with anything else. It can't be filled with anything, material things, drugs, sex, nothing else. It cannot be filled with anything but with you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing a healing to Mark Hill's heart, Lord, of losing his mother and others, maybe even other disappointments and other griefs in his life, Lord, that you would bring a healing to that. But Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for covering him, for putting a hedge of protection around him and his wife, Lord, that they would be protected, Lord, while they in the process, Father, the process of making their way to you. Lord, bring to remembrance in Mark Hill's life, Lord, the prayers, the things his mother would have said, the things of God that's been spoken in his life and over his life. Lord, cause him and both of them, Lord, to be in places where that they would recognize the hand of God. Lord, that they would be in places that they would hear the words of the Lord, that they would hear the voice of God. Lord, bring influences in their life that would be godly influences, that would be good influences. And Lord, disconnect them from the influences that would lead them astray, that would take them further from the purposes of God. And Lord, I just speak protection over him. Lord, I just speak the call of God over his life. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for keeping them, for drawing them. Lord, that your will be done in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jeannie, and congratulations on the blessing of your new home, and I love you so much, and you have a blessed week.
Oh, you too, girl, and I thank you so much, and thank you for calling in and listening. Even when you don't put your hand up, it's always a blessing to know you're there, and I appreciate all of the ones that you witness to, and you turn them on to PGN, and girl, you're a woman on fire that's out there just with a net catching all the strays and catching the ones that are drifting, I would just see you like you're out there just with a net catching the ones that are drifting away, that you're just out there doing the work of God all the time. You're a blessing, girl.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie. Good night. All right. Well, thank you for each and every one that has called. I just speak a blessing over you and pray that you have a wonderful week, that you have the health from the Lord, health and healing and provision and God's love. In Jesus' name, amen.